Today will be Ezra Hashem. We learned the field of Masechtas Gittin. Some of the topics we learned about include the Mishnah's halacha of kol get sheyesh lav eid kuti pasul chutz migitei nashim v'shechura avadim. Regarding general shtaros, even if only one witness is a kuti, the shtar is not valid. However, regarding a get of a woman or that which frees a slave, it depends. If there is one eid kuti together with another eid yisrael, the get is valid. If both eidim are kutim, the get is not valid. The Kutim were a Gentile nation who converted under some duress. Some say that they do not adhere to the Torah, and therefore cannot be trusted, because chashudim l'shaker, they are suspected and testifying falsely. The machlik is regarding matzah's kuti, matzah baked by a kuti, whether it may be eaten on Pesach and used for the mitzvah of matzah or not. The distinction between get isha and other shtaros, and that eidei haget ein ches min zeh b'lei zeh, the Chacham initiated that each aid signs the get only while other aidim are present. Gizeir mishum kulchem. There is a concern for a get in which the husband specified that all present must sign, and that get is not valid unless they all sign. However, for shar shtaris, chais min zeh b'lei zeh, the aid may sign the shtar even if the other aidim are not present. The next mission is halacha of kol hashtaris ha'olam bar koyis shal akum. Afa pishach esmein akum kisherim. All shtaros that were completed by the non-Jewish court and were signed by non-Jewish witnesses are valid. And the Gemara's explanations of whether the Mishnah refers to both shtar mecher, a sale document, and shtar matana, a gift document, or the Mishnah refers only to shtar mecher, but not to shtar matana.